From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Steve Hughes is reporting for the Times Union. Governor Andrew Cuomo has declared a state of emergency in 7 Capital Region and Hudson Valley counties. The declaration covers Albany, Columbia, Greene, Rensselaer, Schenectady, Saratoga, and Ulster counties. More than 300 members of the National Guard will help with snow removal in those locations. The slow-moving 2-day storm dumped more than a foot of snow in some areas. Several crashes, including a jackknife tractor-trailer on the Berkshire Connector, slowed commutes throughout the region for employees who did head to work. Cuomo, on Sunday, December 1st, gave all non-essential state workers Monday off. Additional snowfall is expected in the region Monday afternoon and evening, as well as sleet to the south. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Kinderhook Village Board has entered into an agreement to join a community choice aggregation, which, as of now, includes the cities of Glen Falls, Saratoga Springs, and Water Valley. The towns of Bethlehem, Gilderland, Knox, New Scotland, and Niskayuna, as well as the village of Voorheesville. At the board's November 14th meeting, the public heard from a representative of the Local Development Corporation, Municipal Electric and Gas Alliance, who explained what a CCA is and its impact on village residents' electricity bills. A CCA can offer better electric rates and price stability, as well as providing access to 100% renewable electricity. Katie Vasio, the mega representative, said, and I quote, "Acting as a group gets a much better deal," end quote. Although she did stress that residents would not be saving, and I quote, "a boatloads of money," end quote. Vasio also said National Grid will still control the poles and the equipment that delivers the electricity. The village must pass a local law this winter to move forward with the agreement. The CEO also said the board does not have to join the CCA after passing the local law, and the village can decide not to move forward even after the local law is adopted. The CEO will make another presentation on the CCAs at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, December 18th at Van Buren Hall, number 6 Chatham Street. The sessions are open to all residents. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Eric Anderson is reporting for the Times Union. The Bank of Greene County announced December 2nd. It plans to open a branch on Wolf Road in Colony, its third branch in Albany County. Don Gibson, the Catskill-based bank's vice president and CEO, said the opening is planned for the spring of 2020. The branch will include a cyber cafe, a 24-hour drive-up ATM, and 2 drive-up windows. The 130-year-old bank has branches in Albany, Columbia, Greene, and Ulster counties. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the American Heart Association is warning that the risk of a heart attack during snow shoveling may increase for some people as the combination of colder temperatures and physical exertion increases the workload on the heart. Those who are outdoors in cold weather should avoid sudden exertion like lifting a heavy shovel full of snow. Even walking through heavy, wet snow or snow drifts can strain a person's heart. To help make snow removal safer, the American Heart Association has compiled a list of practical tips, including take frequent rest breaks during shoveling, don't eat a heavy meal before or soon after shoveling, use a small shovel or consider a snow thrower, avoid alcoholic beverages before or immediately after shoveling, be aware of the signs of hypothermia, and learn the heart attack warning signs and listen to your body. Even if you are unsure, have it checked out by a doctor minutes later. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.